good to have you back. I've had a number of people ask me to go over again this whole case of West Virginia v. EPA and what it means to the country. We could see this case get handed down by the Supreme Court today. And this is an incredibly important case. In fact, I suggest it might be more important than Roe v. Wade getting overturned. I say that because it will reorder the way America operates currently. What do I mean by that? Well, since the 1930s, since the New Deal from Franklin Roosevelt, agencies have stepped in. The EPA, the Department of Agriculture, the FEC, the FCC, a host of others have been given the power to dictate to you and I what the laws of the land are. Not our elected members of Congress, but unelected bureaucrats. It's called the Chevron Doctrine, okay? It's called the Chevron Doctrine, which means when Congress creates an agency like the EPA, which Congress didn't create, by the way, it was created by an executive order. But let's say it's the Environmental Protection Agency or the Drug Enforcement Administration or the Federal Communications Commission, any of those. Congress can pass off to them rulemaking, which is lawmaking, and the penalties and everything that go with it. It's the Chevron Doctrine. If there's a law that is silent, then judges should defer to this governmental agency to make rules and regulations. At issue here is the Clean Power Act. The Clean Power Act, that's what was questioned by West Virginia because the EPA had come along and put into place the Clean Power Plan. It was put into place by President Barack Obama, but then all of the power, all the regulatory power was given to the EPA. And so the EPA can come along and make all of these rules. Basically, they reorder our entire grid. They can dictate to power companies, this is what you're allowed to do. You can do this, you can't do that. But it can reach even farther to smart meters on your home, for example. You see, when the government gives that much power to unelected bureaucrats, it doesn't just stop at the power station. Now it goes all the way to the socket in your home because that's how much reach they've been given. This all began with the New Deal in the 1930s with Franklin Roosevelt. The New Deal in the 1930s with Franklin Roosevelt created this monster of bureaucracy. And so what we're looking for the justices to do is to return the power back to Congress for our elected officials to make decisions about what should we do with renewable energy. This would stop the Green New Deal in its tracks. When the court rules in favor of West Virginia, which I believe they will, because Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have been open critics of this Chevron doctrine in the past. It's not much of a leap to get Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Amy Coney Barrett on board, and probably John Roberts as well. And it would return the power to the people, to you and I, because we're not supposed to be run by bureaucracies and rulemaking bodies. That's not how it's supposed to work. Not at all. It's supposed to be done by our elected officials. They're supposed to debate, well, how much will it cost if we get rid of coal-fired power plants? How much will it cost if we go to solar and windmills? And how much will it hurt the American economy? And who pays the price? And what about all of these subsidies that we have to pay to make green energy, so-called green energy, affordable? Well, there you go. It's all of these things. And so what we'll be going to is another theory. And this goes all the way back, I said, to the Green, to the New Deal, not the Green New Deal. It's the non-delegation doctrine. And it would set this country back. It would reset our Constitution to 1935. And that's a good thing. Democrats consider it the most dangerous idea in American law. One of the most dangerous ideas in American law, it is viewed by many as terrible. The whole model of the New Deal is that Congress passes laws that delegate to administrative agencies regulatory power to address the public health and welfare to the American people that Congress might not otherwise anticipate. Congress doesn't need to anticipate. They need to do their damn jobs. And that's why this is so important. Get rid of the Chevron doctrine, bring back the non-delegation doctrine, and save the republic. That's what's happened. There's nothing overstated about anything I just said. This court has shown in the Dobbs case by overturning Roe v. Wade, that it is willing to look at the base case, this case with a clean power plan, but to look at the underlying problems, the underpinnings that brought us to this point where this lawsuit was necessary. And it's the Chevron doctrine that brought us to this point. The Chevron doctrine that brought us to this point, this problem with American governance. And this court has the ability today to reset the whole game. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't the Green New Deal, boom, gone. Because it would be sent back to the states. And states could decide how they're going to create and generate power for themselves, as they should. Are they going to use nuclear power? Are they going to use electrical power created by coal or gas? Are they going to use windmills and solar panels? What about hydroelectric? Are they going to use the dams that are left over from decades gone by? These are the questions that are going to be answered. And I certainly believe this is a case of such magnitude. It is shocking to me how many people have flat out missed what's happening. There's a reason. The Supreme Court saves its biggest cases for last, generally speaking. And so they waited until Friday of last week to drop the Dobbs case and overturn Roe v. Wade, although we already knew what the answer was because of the leaked draft opinion a few weeks back. But the biggest case of all has been flying under the radar. This affects every single American, every one of us. Think about it. It has to do with the gas mileage of your car. What comes out of the exhaust pipe of your car? What happens to the stream that runs through your yard? How much fertilizer can a farmer use? What's the runoff of that fertilizer? How do you save your money? Does your money, if you deposit more than $10,000, they notify the FBI now. Well, is that okay? Is that appropriate? Do you want that to happen? If you say something on the radio here that offends somebody, should it be the Federal Communications Commission and its bureaucrats that decide, well, Mr. Gruber, you're going to pay a price for that? Or should there be laws actually put into place that are debated and discussed by the state legislature or Congress or somebody that I elected? What we have in America is regulation without representation. I want to be represented. It's a representative republic. That's how it was designed, and that's how I want it to work. This is the biggest case in a very long time. I'm telling you something. You need to pay attention to it. It could happen today. If it goes the way I think it's going to go, it'll change everything in this country, and you'll say, God, Gruber was right about that. I take it seriously. I take all of this seriously. Find out more at SteveGruber.com. You can do that. SteveGruber.com. You can read Liberty Page every day. Liberty, you're going to love her. Liberty Page, talking about freedom and your rights and maybe resetting America, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away.
Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Sparky's Fireworks Outlet.
3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Meijer.
Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet.
Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.